SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump will hold a rally in Michigan to mark the first 100 days of his second term. First, he's making an afternoon visit to Selfridge Air National Guard Base for an announcement alongside Democratic Michigan Mayor Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer met with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in February to push for the expansion of the base's operations. Trump will later speak at the rally north of Detroit in Warren. Speaking to reporters, Deputy Chief Scott Tarter of the Chatham Police Department in Illinois says a car smashed into a building Monday afternoon, killing four people and injuring several others.
A vehicle drove into the east side of the building. The vehicle struck multiple persons outside of the building before continuing through the building and exiting out on the west side of the structure.
That audio courtesy of WICS-TV. The driver, not injured, was taken to a hospital for evaluation, and police said toxicology reports are pending. The driver, a 44-year-old woman, was not in custody by Tuesday morning. On the economic front, job cuts coming to UPS.
UPS is looking to slash 20,000 jobs and close more than 70 facilities. That's as it's drastically reducing the amount of Amazon shipments it handles. It plans to close 73 leased and owned buildings by the end of June. UPS said that it's still reviewing its network and may identify more buildings to be closed. In January, UPS announced that it reached a deal with its biggest customer, Amazon, to lower its volume by more than half by the second half of next year. The company also said they'd partnered with Amazon for almost 30 years, and when its contract came up this year, UPS decided to reassess the relationship. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Wall Street remains higher, the Dow up 340 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 85. This is SRN News. Teenagers worried about social media.
We all know that moms and dads think Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them are harmful to young people in a lot of ways, but now the kids themselves are catching on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 48% of teens believe that social media harms people their age, up from 32% just 2 years ago. Experts say social media exposes adolescents to a variety of bad things, including pornography and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another court in the United Kingdom rules against transgenderism. The Court of Session in Edinburgh, Scotland, says public schools in that country cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, and other facilities. And that decision comes hard on the heels of Britain's highest court announcing this month that men who are living as women cannot be considered actual biological women under the law. This is SRN News. Power almost fully restored in Spain and Portugal, although many questions remain about what caused one of Europe's most severe blackouts. Spanish electricity operator Red Eléctrica said more than 99% of energy demand had been restored. Portuguese grid operator REN said all 89 power substations back online and power had been restored to over a million customers. For some reason, Denmark seems to be paying more attention to Greenland lately.
Denmark's King Frederik X has kicked off a visit to the semi-autonomous territory that President Trump has expressed a strong interest in because of its strategic location. The Danish monarch's trip to the island's capital city of Nuuk this week follows the new Greenlandic prime minister's visit to Copenhagen earlier this week. Mr. Trump says mineral-rich Greenland is crucial for American security. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.